Our latest statistics show that over the last 10 or 12 years, the elk populations in this particular portion of the Frank Church Wilderness have decreased by about 43%. In 2002, we had an estimated 7,485 elk in the Middle Fork, and in 2011, those numbers were down to 4,223. So it has been pretty dramatic, about 43% over that period of time. And there are several factors, but predation is certainly one of those factors. And that is one of the reasons why we've chosen to reduce the wolf population in that area to give these populations a bit of a break to enable them to better recover.
And how many wolf packs are in that area?
We have at least 6 packs in this zone and many others throughout the wilderness area. So the goal here is basically to remove 2 of those packs in order to lessen the impact they have on elk in that area.
Managing elk in the Frank Church, is that part of your state wildlife management plan? Because it is federal land, obviously.
Absolutely. We managed this area before it became federal designated wilderness, and we have managed the wildlife in that area since it became wilderness. We have throughout its history, and we have throughout the history of Idaho and Idaho Fish and Game in particular, which dates back to statehood. So, we are charged with managing wildlife throughout our state, and that includes the wilderness areas of our state. And so we just see this as one more action in doing what our mission outlines, and that is managing wildlife in Idaho in order to create surpluses for hunting, fishing, and trapping.
Is this a popular hunting area?
It is a popular hunting area. Idaho is known as the wilderness state. We have more wilderness in Idaho than any other state in the lower 48. And people come from all over the world to hunt in the wilderness area and to spend time back there, not only to hunt, but just to view and experience the solitude that the wilderness provides. So, yes, it is a popular place to hunt, but it's also a popular place just to recreate. And people come, like I say, from all over the world to do these things.
Usually wilderness areas are not the most popular hunting areas because they're so remote and it's difficult to access.
Well, again, we are considered the wilderness state when it comes to hunting, and there are many hunters out there who are specifically looking for what you're talking about. That place where they can go, where they can get away from others and really experience an area that is reflective of maybe what the entire country looked like 150 or 200 years ago. And so they come specifically to experience that solitude and work harder to get the animals that they're after.
So the Frank Church is a popular hunting area in Idaho.
It is. I mean, but it is a difficult place to hunt. It's a place where more of the hardy souls, if you will, like to hunt and spend their time.
You mentioned earlier that Idaho Fish and Game has long managed wildlife in wilderness areas in your state, including in the Frank Church. Has that past management ever included reduction of predators, a state action to reduce predators?
Not specifically in the Frank Church, but we have done so in the Lolo area, which is just right on the Idaho-Montana border. A couple of years ago, we authorized an action there which removed 14 wolves. And we've said all along that any control actions like this would be focused on areas where wolves are having a particularly large impact, either on livestock and or other species. And so we're basically following through with what we said we would do, and we assume management. And in this particular area, the wolves are having an impact. It is a remote area. It's often difficult for hunters and trappers to get into, and therefore they haven't been quite as effective there as we had hoped. Again, this is not an attempt to exterminate wolves. This is just an attempt to bring the population down into better balance with other species, specifically prey.
Critics of the move, as you know, Mr. Keckler, argue that wilderness areas should create their own balance, that's the point of having a wilderness area, is that it will evolve naturally, and that if wolves are taking out more elk than have been there in the past, that's just a natural occurrence and should be allowed to happen because it is a designated wilderness area.
It is my understanding that when the wilderness was created, it was understood that there would still be wildlife management activities not only permitted, but specified by the state wildlife management agency in charge, and that is Idaho Fish and Game. Because it is wilderness does not mean that the wildlife is exempt from management. We still have to manage the wildlife of the state for the benefit of the people of the state who own this wildlife, and that's what we're attempting to do here. There was never an exclusion of wildlife management in the creation of the wilderness areas.
The argument that it should be allowed to naturally evolve is something that the state obviously takes issue with.
Well, we do, because we manage the wildlife for the state of Idaho. The federal government manages the habitat, and that's how it's that's the understanding, and that's how it works.
You do have a hunter in the Frank Church right now who is trying to take out how many wolves?
Well, as I understand it, the goal is to remove two packs. And your typical pack can consist of anywhere from four to a half dozen, maybe even a dozen members. So it's hard to say just how exactly, to pinpoint the exact number of wolves.
And he is there now trying to do that and will be there until he accomplishes that.
This individual is in the wilderness area as we speak, and he is an employee of Idaho Fish and Game. I want to reiterate the fact that when we took over management of wolves, we said then that any control actions would be focused on areas where impacts are greatest. And we stated that then, and we are carrying that out now.
We have been speaking with Mike Keckler, who is Chief of Communications for the Idaho Fish and Game Department. Mr. Keckler, thank you so much for the information.
Thank you.